Hello, hello. Welcome, friends. This is the End Evil Podcast. I'm Chris Jansen. Good to see you. Thanks for coming, friends. Today's a very special episode. I recorded it just earlier today, and actually what you're going to view today is a mixture of two recordings. I went out in the morning and did the first recording, and then when I got a chance to edit it later in the day, I realized it was a little coming up short, so I went and did a second recording. And something I've been thinking a lot about, the subject of synchronicity, and it's something I'm working on in a book that's soon to be published, so I'm excited to start sharing with you folks. And I read even a little bit out of my chapter I'm working on that in this presentation. Well, it's not a presentation, it's a walk and talk that I'm going to share with you tonight. It is what it is, and so thanks for coming. And with no further ado, I will play this for you and enjoy the show. Evil is the destruction of freedom, folks. Study and learn natural law. Teach your friends. Bring up these concepts everywhere about freedom and truth. And check out endevil.life and join the newsletter. All right. Thanks for coming, folks.
Hello, this is Chris Jansen. Welcome to the End Evil Podcast.
The End Evil Podcast. Hey folks, this is Chris. Evil is the destruction of freedom. Hey, I've decided to take you guys with me for a walk today. Going for a little walk and talk. But yeah, today I decided to have a discussion with you about synchronicities. The End Evil Podcast is dedicated to encouraging, inspiring, motivating folks to think about natural law, objective morality, freedom in a world that really just has come to discard these important principles and aspects of reality. And I guess my job is to be a reminder to anyone and everyone I can to kind of go back to the principles, the things that everything's made of. The base ingredients of life are what? You know, what are we actually doing here? Folks, is this just about collecting and earning things and finding comfort? Is really your ultimate goal just to find happiness? Is that enough? Well, I would say no. My personal opinion that I'd like to share with folks is that everything we do in this life matters, and there are binding principles to reality that dictate the reality which we're going to experience. No matter how much money you make, no matter how much fame you get, you're still in the end stuck with your own consciousness, and that voice deep inside your body, mind, soul that kind of knows better. And that is what I call the divine crystal, our connection to the great all. So I wanted to talk today about synchronicities. I've been having quite a few interesting synchronicities recently. Let me get out my phone here and look at that little squirrel. Everything's important when you're thinking about synchronicities. I'm going to take a picture. Hey. Of me recording. Hopefully I get a chance to do a little editing. Today's Thursday. It's the day I normally run my podcast. Had a very action-packed week, and
kind of realizing, wow, I don't really have much of a plan for this week's podcast. Didn't have a cool interview to share. And kind of got a lot going today. So I thought, well, maybe I'll just go for a morning walk and talk. It's been a minute since I've done that anyway. And I live in a beautiful place. It has this, I have this capability. So I thought I'd share it with you folks. This is like a little park down the street from my place. And there's a little golf disc course, which I've been meaning to try one of these days to get a friend who has a discs and play that game. But mostly we just walk through it and check it out. Try not to get hit by frisbees. But yeah, this has always been a good area for walk and talk. Leslie and I often go for walks out here and just discuss things and strategize our plans going forward. But yeah, I wanted to kind of get up close and personal with friends that watch the End Evil podcast. I have some announcements I want to share with you guys and some plans for the near future I'd like to talk a little bit about. But I thought I'd start with the topic of synchronicities because I've been having quite a few recently. And so let's start by grammar. What are synchronicities? Well, I guess one thing I just discovered, which I didn't really realize, is that synchronicity is a word that was coined by Carl Jung. And Carl Jung's a pretty exceptional writer, affected the minds of many people. I'm actually listening to one of his books on my Audible now. But the idea is that there is an overlap of time and space when things synchronize. And what I think this means in my personal, the way I'm using the term synchronicities is very personal. So I might have a slightly different take on it than Carl Jung. I'll have to, at some point, spend a little more time looking deeper at his, how he explains it. I don't think I've read that, but that's good research. In fact, somebody out there knows his work really well and wants to have a discussion on the show with me about that, hit me up. And on that topic, before I move forward more, I wanted to mention an idea that's been sprouting and forming in my head called End Evil Connect. If you have watched the End Evil podcast for some time, you've seen that we do live shows from time to time, group roundtables. And, you know, some people have expressed that they would like to come and be part of that, but you never, it's usually pretty unpredictable. So what I'm thinking about doing is having to start off, an event. And I'm thinking the first Monday of the month at 6 p.m. Pacific. So I have to look on my calendar and see what that would be, the first Monday of June. But I think that may be the first one that I will announce. But if you're interested in coming on the show, connecting with other potential content creators, getting yourself inspired to do some sort of great work project, then that's going to be a good place for you to come and meet other like-minded individuals and in a mastermind style meeting where we will plan some type of episode or event and encourage one another's ideas and work towards sprouting more morality-based content creators. Because the overall goal, of course, from my point of view, at this point in history, is for more folks to recognize and discuss natural law, which is the binding principle that dictates the results of human interaction. Intelligent, conscious beings that have the capability to understand empathy are all bound by a non-man-made, unchangeable principle. And that is that everything we do affects not just ourselves, but all life around us. And so if we make immoral choices, hey birds, then it leads to suffering, trauma, and a lack of freedom for all. It doesn't always work out exactly the way we want it. It's not like a cartoon. Sometimes the bad guys do win. You know, if you're a psychopath and you murder everybody, you're the last one standing. But ultimately, the universe, God, the great all, has a way of recycling and changing things. And over time, that person gets what's coming to them, I'm sure. But we don't always see it from our little lonely perspectives. But it is easier and more, things make more sense when we look at them from a point of view of principles, number one. And then number two, when we have the ability to kind of collaborate and corroborate with other human beings who are intelligent and that see what we see and confirm what we feel, it really can help that process. So that's kind of why I'm encouraging folks to meet up with other like-minded individuals and why I'm going to present this coming day for us to meet up. Now, back to the topic of synchronicities. I like to talk about synchronicities because it's kind of like one of the few areas or zones where we really get that opportunity to feel that joyful. It's like the rewards, one of the rewards of doing the hard work of either self-work or helping others or, you know, basically one great work in many ways, the way I see it is putting our mind to something that's bigger than just ourselves. The self-work, the shadow work is extremely important. You know, that is where most people in the world are at, including myself. I do not claim to be the ascended master or whatever. I'm trying to figure it all out and working on myself. And but that is, you know, we need to get to a certain place of personal maturity in our relationships before we can go around telling other people how they should do things, right? And so I've chosen to do my teaching style in a somewhat humble and friendly way and try to stick with things that I know for sure. And if nothing else, encourage and motivate listeners to check for themselves and think for themselves. But how do you prove things in a world where, you know, the exterior outside world, the news, the TV, is all super based on money. It's based on who's paying for something to be seen. It's based on, you know, what political movement is in power at the time. It's based on coercion. It's a lying, immoral world we're in right now. It's been engineered to death with this way of thinking, the takers, people that are just out to get their own. And what I've noticed is when you shift gears in life and try to think about something more than just yourself, it's kind of like a lot of times when I've experienced some of the coolest synchronicities and moments and deep reflections. One way to think about this is, look at this stream with the clear water. You know, if your mind is a muddy stream and it's a spot where things accumulate, you can't really see clearly. You can't see the bottom of the stream, right? But when your stream of consciousness is flowing, it's clear water. It's not muddied by all the junk you haven't dealt with, right? And that's the way we kind of want to be in the flow. It's called the flow state. When you get into a flow state, it is a pretty joyful feeling. It's, you know, one thing just leads to the next. There's like no separation between things. Everything feels really right. And you get these little encouraging moments that pop up that kind of tell you, that make you feel like you're on the right track or something, that make you feel like. And so I began to think about synchronicities as, you know, they're not things that necessarily tell you what to do or where to go. They're just little highlighters, spiritual highlighters, bold-faced words in a paragraph that stand out. Hey, Raven, look at that. We're out on a walk and talk today, enjoying some nature, because today's topic is called synchronicity. And it's about our connection to reality. And it's about joy. And it's about the male and female aspects of ourself. And it's about, you know, something I've been thinking a lot about and I wanted to share with my friends on the End Evil podcast. So we came out here to check out nature and to be somewhere that's fitting for such an important topic. I brought some notes and I brought my water. And I'm gonna put my feet in the stream here. Maybe I can find a good spot to set this camera down in a minute. For now, let's take in what we got here. Beautiful scene. There's man. Evil is the destruction of freedom. And I'm here to talk to you about freedom, natural law, truth. Same old topics we talk about every week. But this week is a little bit special because I'm starting to talk and promote about a book I've been writing that's going to be out soon. In about a couple months is the plan. And there's one chapter I've been working on called Synchronicity. And I wanted to talk to you folks today about what I've been thinking about this topic. And I even have my recent version of the chapter I'd like to share with you that we'll read at the end, but I have to get my feet in this water because it's hot. It's getting warm out. Seasons are changing quick here. So what is synchronicities? Apparently synchronicities, the word is coined by Carl Jung. And Carl Jung is a writer some of you may have read. I've been kind of starting to get into Carl Jung's book because of some recommendations of Joe Phipps from Library of the Untold. And he got me interested in revisiting some work of Carl Jung. And it just happened to be that I didn't know that the term synchronicity had been coined by Mr. Jung. And I just found that out from my friend Jim in the One Great Work Warriors, which was kind of cool. Let's see here. Maybe we can find a nice little spot to just put my feet in the water. I think I'm just going to sit down right there. Yeah, so I can talk to you folks. So, synchronicities are something I've experienced on the path
towards searching for truth, trying to find what is reality, what are we doing here, what's it all about. And I wanted to share with you that this is one of the great joys of the One Great Work. When we decide to do something that's bigger than ourselves,
the dragonfly,
we begin to experience a different life in some ways. And I'm not going to say things get easier. Things actually get harder. I've often thought of a allegory or metaphor of a boxer. And the better boxer you become, the better boxers that you have to box with, right? And it's the same as true as life, shadow work, philosophy. The deeper you get in, the harder the problems you're going to have to deal with might be. And so it's a constant process of learning and growing. Okay, let me see if I can set you up in such a way that I'm in the camera here. See how that looks. It's hard to tell, but I'm going to trust that you got a pretty good view. Got a nice cool spot in the water here. Got my notes. The cosmic nudge is synchronicities. What are synchronicities? They're those weird little moments. They're very personal. They're very unique to each of us. They're not, there's no recipe to experience a synchronicity, except that I do think when we put ourselves out there in the world, or even in our own mind, when we work on a problem, when we step out of our comfort zone, I tend to feel like that's when I experience the most synchronicities. I thought a little bit about what's called flow state. I read a book called Flow by, his name's hard to say, I think it's a Russian name, Mihaly something or another. But if you look up book named Flow, F-L-O-W, it's really interesting. He interviewed many people who were like Olympians, high-level musicians, and people that have created amazing things. And these people took some time in their life and tried to figure out what it was, what's the recipe for getting in the flow state. And I've often thought of like a monk who sweeps the floor and does their martial arts exercises and meditates, right? Imagine if you just had your whole day to work on getting in the right flow state of mind. Most of us are really too busy with life and bills and obligations, responsibilities, that we're just getting tugged around from place to place a lot in life. And it's hard to find that calm flow state for many of us who don't have the luxury in some ways to feel comfortable enough to just meditate, exercise, spend time like this in nature. It's difficult to find those times in life. But I do want to point out that even I myself and everyone I know tends to indulge in watching shows like Netflix or movies. You know, at the end of the day, we're stressed. We want to just take a little time to ourselves, and it's easy to just sit in front of the tube and view something. Even if we're in the conscious state of mind, though, that is time that's being used that could be used in a more productive manner. So it's not that we don't have time, but we do have so much stress in our life that it's difficult to get into the right state to be really productive. And I think many people are kind of chasing the dream of, when I get this done or when I get that done, then I'm going to do such and such. I'll start doing my content creating work when I make enough money. Or, you know, I'll put off calling that best friend until I feel a little better mood, right? You know, we're waiting for things that are always hinged on something else. And these thought processes affect all of us. And day-to-day life can be very hypnotic. But when we do things that are challenging, like say, I'm going to write a book, or I'm going to create a podcast, or I'm going to record a new show, it pushes us out of our comfort zone. to be out in public speaking like this. I try to find a place where there's not people around because I know I can speak more comfortably. But I do really like to make it personal, to speak directly to you as if you were here with me, which is part of why I'm doing this recording the way I am. I thought I'd just look and make sure that we're still actually recording. The truth is, I did a recording earlier today, which got a bit botched up, and so I decided to redo this talk. So why is synchronicity an important topic? How does it have to do with natural law? Natural law is the binding principle that governs all human interaction. It's not a man-made idea. It's words to describe an inherent solid reality that there's a cause and effect to everything we do. And when we do things that take away from the freedom of others, that's why I say evil is the destruction of freedom. So if you steal from someone, if you lie to someone, if you force someone to do something against their will, you're actually inhibiting the natural processes of life and liberty, which it doesn't just screw up things for you or the person you're destroying in some way, whether it's by lying to them or stealing from them or cheating on them or forcing them to do things the way that you want them to do them. It affects everybody in a negative way, not just you, not just that person. It's a law that affects all of us. And so we're kind of all part of the same thing, which I call the great all, life. And each of us have a connection to that source. We came from that source. And this is the aspect of this conversation where I wanted to talk a little bit about right and left brained. There's some tendencies to be like super left brained on this stuff, and people will call anything like woo woo or what's the other term people use, out there, right? And then other people you might hang out with, kind of the more right brained people, will go all into the mystical side of things, and this is how I feel, and that's kind of more on the right brain intuitive self where this synchronicity thing lies. And I wanted to point out that it's not, that doesn't invalidate the awesomeness of synchronicities, and it doesn't invalidate the fact that left brain logical thinking is important, and we don't want to make rash decisions. When people are having like serious mental problems, they get these crazy ideas and they think things are good ideas that probably aren't in logical sense. So we do need to temper our right-brained, emotional, intuitive side that says, oh, you know, I got this exciting idea, here's what we should do, with, well, yeah, but is that reasonable and logical, and does that make sense? So there's a balance, right? And you have to ask yourself, do I tend to fall more on the side of being really right-brained and hoping for things to come true and believing in things and seeing things that aren't there? Or do I tend to be more the type of person that's very much, this is a rock I can feel and it hurts when I hit my head with it type of thing? So I wanted to talk about a few moments in my life I've experienced synchronicities and how I think that they're important and why there's a chapter in my book called Synchronicities. There's been some times when I've gone to make a phone call and I pick up the phone. This was before cell phones, and I went to dial and the person was already on the phone. My best friend was there talking like, hey, how could you be there? And he was as surprised as I was, because all he'd done was dialed the numbers but never heard the ring. So it's happened to me more than once, strangely enough, where you just pick up the phone and the person's there. And that could be, you know, if you're a logical thinker, maybe there is some sort of psychological connection between people we love that is very real. But many people, that's woo-woo, right? I don't know, but it gives you a cool feeling when something like that happens, something that just synchronizes. Oftentimes it has to do with something we're already thinking. For me, many times it's been certain numbers. I see 333 on a clock, and it'll happen at a very unique time where I'll be going through some heavy thought process, something I'm really either excited about or concerned about, and I'll look at the clock and boom, it's 3:33. It doesn't make up my mind what I should do. It doesn't really change my mind about things, but it just gives this interesting exclamation. And it reaffirms something inside of oneself, that there is a reality to this mentalism, right? Mentalism is the first hermetic principle referring to God, right? The great all, that it is mind, it is intelligence. So we come from intelligence, we sprout from intelligence. So we have a way to access that intelligence in an odd way sometimes through our subconsciousness, through our senses that are not our typical senses, such as just eyes and ears and nose and touch, but the combined. You hear a song at a certain time and it reflects to something you were just talking about with a friend, and then that same word in the song shows up on a piece of paper in front of you, and you get the tingles on your back. You know, it happens, and it's a great experience. It's joyful. Or you can just discount these moments and say they don't mean anything and they're just woo-woo. But there is something very magical about having a life of passion and purpose and feeling alignment as you're doing that. And that's the part of it that I'm hoping to inspire, motivate, and encourage, is that when you put yourself in certain places, like making yourself a little uncomfortable or going out into nature with the exact idea in mind to learn something, you know, you're wrestling with a problem in your mind, you're having an argument, and you walk out in nature and you're looking for an answer. And as you're talking and thinking, you look down and you see something happening with some bugs or birds flying by, and it kind of triggers this understanding. And it's not just me, many people I've talked to have experienced this. So I want to encourage you that it's not just a right brain woo-woo silly thing, that it's a real thing that we can learn to sense and be conscious of. And you can't make it happen, like I said, like a recipe necessarily, but I think we can kind of put ourselves in a flow state where it's more likely to happen and we start to notice it more. So call to action, join my email list, folks. Go to endevil.life. If you can donate $1 a month, that would be huge. Right now I have a couple people helping in that way. I need about 20 more. So that would help a lot to keep the podcast going strong. I'm always scrambling to make this show happen because I'm always cutting things close. And that's me, and that's where I'm at in life. So if you're out there and you can help, then I can use your help. If you're looking for a book to read, I think you should get The End of All Evil by Jeremy Locke. And I have copies of that. If you look on my website, you will find a link to sign up to get that. So what I'd like to do then is go ahead and read to you this chapter. I'm writing a book, and the book is almost done, and I'm going to be sharing it with folks on this podcast. And if you join my email list, you'll be one of the first ones to have some opportunities to get the first copy and learn about things before other people do that I'm working on. And I've got some exciting things in store, but this, I might work on this chapter a little yet, but I'm excited about what we got here. So I'll go ahead and read this to you. Synchronicity. You ever have one of those moments where reality taps you on the shoulder and says, "Hey, you watching this?" I've had plenty. Recently, I was reading about a brutal World War II battle in the Pacific. Deep in, audiobooks going while I work. Then later, out of nowhere, I'm tuned into a completely different podcast, unrelated topic, and boom, same battle comes up. Same damn one, twice in one day. No connection, no setup, just this eerie echo. Coincidence? Maybe. Or maybe this universe was underlining something in my script. Maybe the universe was underlining something in my script, highlighting a sentence I wasn't supposed to skip. One time I picked up an old school landline. No caller, no ID, no buzz, just instinct. And before I could even lift the receiver all the way, my friend's voice was already there. No ring, no dial, no delay. "I was just calling you," he said, throwing off as I was. That happened twice. Two different friends, two different days. That kind of thing doesn't compute on a flowchart. It doesn't make sense in a world built on logic, but it makes perfect sense when you start living from something deeper than logic. Synchronicities are like spiritual punctuation marks, cosmic highlighters. They don't write the story, but they circle the parts worth rereading. Sometimes it's a bird swooping by at just the right second. I was looking to see if there was one. But they circle the parts worth rereading. Sometimes it's a bird swooping by at just the right second. Sometimes it's a line in a book that mirrors the exact sentence you just spoke out loud. It's not magic, it's alignment. It's life winking back. Carl Jung coined the word synchronicity. He called it a meaningful coincidence with no casual link, just raw, unfiltered significance. Jung understood that the psyche and the world outside weren't two separate realms. They were reflections, mirrors. You move something in your internal world and the external world shifts inside you. Not always loud, but always precise. Manly P. Hall once said, "When the human heart becomes pure, the heavens will answer." And they don't answer with thunder and trumpets. They answer with subtlety, with signals, with rhythm. That rhythm, it speaks in symbols, patterns. The old mystics called it the language of the birds, or green language. You know the saying, "A little bird told me"? That's a remnant, a whisper of a time when people paid attention to the way life speaks. Green language isn't grammar. It's the hidden voice behind events, names, puns, dreams. It's your oversoul handing you clues. Not with words, but with symmetry. You don't summon synchronicities like tricks. You invite them by living on purpose. When you walk the razor's edge, out of your comfort zone, in integrity, choosing the hard right over the easy wrong, that's when you start to notice the breadcrumbs. That's when the wind shifts and the universe nods. But it's not about cheap Instagram spirituality or chasing good vibes. Synchronicity isn't a magic vending machine. It's not there for entertainment. It's a reflection of how closely you're aligned with your mission. It shows up when you're listening with your whole being. Sometimes it's so quiet, it feels like a dream. Other times it's so loud, you'd have to be dead inside to miss it. Either way, it's yours. Tailored, tuned, it's your internal compass, what I call the divine crystal, catching the light just right. When you move from that place, that still point, deep in your chest, the world moves with you. You think you're chasing your dream, but your dream's been calling you this whole time. Climbing the mountain of life is no metaphor. You grind for every step. You bleed, you fail, but when you stop pretending and start acting from that deep, real place, when you say yes to what terrifies you, that's when synchronicity shows up. Not before, not for dabblers, only for the ones willing to be changed. And here's the twist. Synchronicity isn't just a reward, it's a test. Are you paying attention? Are you willing to follow where it points, even if it's uncomfortable? Even if it means dropping everything you thought was safe? This isn't about being mystical for the sake of sounding deep. It's about noticing. It's about having the presence of mind to realize when the invisible world is brushing up against your reality, like a shimmer through glass, like a crack where the future leaks into the present. Everything's a mirror. Every flash of insight, every strange coincidence, every relationship you have with others, every challenge that lines up perfectly with your next step. It's not chaos, it's contact. It's connection. Synchronicity doesn't promise comfort. It promises connection to yourself, to your path, to the unfolding map that only reveals itself when you walk into it. So next time the hairs on your neck rise, or the same word shows up three times in a day, or a bird cuts off your line of sight just as your gut clenches with truth, don't just dismiss it. Pause. Listen. Life just circled something. And that, my friends, is how the universe speaks. Thank you.